countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
A few weeks ago, we reported on the scourge of fly tipping, and we heard from County Wexford farmer Michael Doran, who was the victim of illegal dumping. Shortly after Christmas, decaying household waste was dumped on his land.
The first we came across was about 10 days before Christmas. What we see back here behind us, mattresses, television, duvets, clothes, suitcases. Then on Monday of this week, I got a phone call to say there was more stuff dumped. Probably Sunday night, bags of clothes, shoes, toys, kettles, saucepans, everything.
Yeah, we had a huge reaction to that story, and the video we actually put up has been watched over 120,000 times on our social media channels. But what happened next? That's a question a lot of people have asked us since. Well, Michael joins us on the line from Wexford. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Damien.
First of all, what sort of reaction did you get to the piece? Because the reaction we got was huge. People were absolutely disgusted by your story. As I said, on Twitter and Facebook, it's been watched over 100,000 or 120,000 times. What sort of reaction did you get yourself, Michael?
Yeah, the reaction was unprecedented. And I've done a lot of interviews over the years, Damien, but I never had a reaction the same as what I got to this. People, strangers stopping me in the street. You go into a shop and people asking me, was I the person that was in the video? And people just saying that they are facing the same problem. I've had people from all over the country ring saying that they face the same issues as well. People offered to come down to help to go through the bags with me to see could they identify it and try and locate whoever was doing it. So it was actually unprecedented, the reaction.
So what did happen next? Did you actually find out who was responsible?
No. I suppose the good news is there was no more dumping, but the bad news is that after the programme aired on Saturday, I went down on the Monday, and someone between the Saturday and the Monday had actually put a match to it and burnt all the rubbish, I suppose, to try and avoid being identified. Okay. So all that's left was a pile of ash and the metal from the mattresses, kettles, radiators, saucepans, and that sort of thing. We weren't able on this occasion to identify anyone responsible.
So now this is an out farm. People wonder why 2 days later. It's a farm away from your home place. So you went down 2 days after the programme and the rubbish had been, the evidence being destroyed, in other words. Any chance that you would have had of tracing where this came from destroyed?
Yes, all that was left was just the pile of ash. It's a busy time on the farm. We were getting ready for calving. So, I just wasn't... I was trying to find the time to go down to be able to devote to go through it. And all that faced me was just a pile of ash and the metal remains. And whoever done it done a good job of burning on it as well, because there was nothing at all left. As you had seen, there was an awful lot of stuff dumped there,
Yeah.
So it was going to take a while to burn it.
So have you been able to clear up the mess of the ashes off the farm? That's even probably more difficult for you to clear away.
Yes, well, I suppose all the metal has been removed from it and someone brought that off for recycling. So really just what I'm left with now is just a pile of burnt out ash. Look at, I suppose, just 2-3 wheelbarrow folds of it, is what's left, the remains of it,
And have you any idea, Michael, in your, without naming names, obviously, but in your discussions with different people, have you a clearer idea as to where this actually might have come from or how it ended up on your farm?
No, I suppose I don't. There's a lot of theories out there on that, and I suppose there's a lot of people saying that there's and that they've availed of the services themselves, but they won't anymore, of people with vans advertising on different platforms, taking away, van loads of rubbish for 25, 30 euro, Sounds too good to be true. And, people have said, when you think about it, really, it probably is too good to be true. And it's probably ending up being offloaded somewhere, like properties like mine, and people right around the country are facing it as well. And I suppose that the unfortunate thing is that I'm legally responsible for it, and the same with any listener this morning, any householder, someone dumps in their garden, the person that owns the property is legally responsible for rubbish that's on their property, not the person who dumped it, like, you know. So I know IFA are looking for a change in the legislation, but it is something that it frightened me when I heard it, like.
Yeah, well, there has been one change, not necessarily as a result of your story, but we've heard in recent weeks that there are new laws now where it'll be policed, where people, there will be inspectors knocking on people's doors, and you will have to prove that how you've actually disposed of your waste. And I read about that a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to be enforced gradually across the country. So that might actually a bit like the way we were checked on for our TV license. So maybe that might change things a little.
Well, that's good news. Yeah. I suppose the other thing I'm doing, I'm in the process of getting CCTV to put down there as well, like, you know, to try and be able to have the hard evidence myself.
Yeah, all at a financial cost to you. Finally, Michael, anyway, as you said, the day job continues. Busy calving there?
Yes, we're in the middle of it, I suppose. We're about 60% calf there now, so the spring has been great. Cows are out day and night. Just reduces the workload big time, but yeah, going very well, thank God.
All right, the mild weather is certainly helping. Well, Michael, I'm sorry to hear that. So the story is that whoever did this, it was obvious that it was them that came back and burned the evidence because they knew you were onto them, having publicised it. A despicable act all round. But anyway, we let you go there, Michael, because it is a busy time in your farm. Thanks very much indeed for taking our call again. That's Michael Doran there.